I'm John Moe, and today I want to talk to you about controlling computers with your brain. No, this isn't a segment about comic books or science fiction. It's a technology show, Future Tense, from American Public Media. And Dean Pomerleau is not a superhero, or a supervillain for that matter. He's just a guy in Pennsylvania who happens to be a researcher for Intel, and he's working on how to use only your mind to control computers. For real. Dean, fill us in on this project.
Let me paint a little picture for you.
All right.
I bring you into our lab. We put you in the scanner. For a half hour, we present you with pictures of random objects and words as well. So I give you the word airplane or celery or dog and ask you to think about that word, its properties, what's a dog like. We record your brain activity and then use machine learning to learn how to predict what it is that you're thinking. And so at the end of that half hour sort of training period, I can then show you two new words, say house and car, and ask you to think of one of those, but don't tell me which one you're thinking of. I can put you in the scanner, and if you think of one of those two words, I can guess, or my algorithms can guess, with 90% accuracy, 9 times out of 10, which of those two words you're thinking of, simply from the pattern of brain activity that we're recording.
So among the many things that surprise me about all this is the idea that brain waves could be detected in such a specific way as to correspond with cow or house or dog or celery. Like, do we know that much about this brain wave forms this object and this is precisely what that wave looks like?
We don't have one spot in the brain that codes for cow, for example. A cow is composed of many different sort of features. So a cow is an animal. It's, you know, about 5 or 6 feet long and 3 or 4 feet high. It has a long tongue. All of those different properties form your mental or brain representation of cow. And so we're picking up on those subtle features and the combination of them that characterize each of the words.
What are the practical implications of this? What do you hope to do with it?
We believe that technology like this will be helpful for people with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, who've lost the ability to control, in some instances even speak, may one day be able to communicate with the outside world through the power of their thoughts. But further down the road, we believe that this will allow, eventually, people to simply think in words and have the computer, maybe that they're wearing on their belt, maybe it's disappeared entirely, to pick up on what it is that they're interested in. So, for example, I could post my Facebook page by simply thinking the update, or I could check, you know, what's on special at the restaurant down the street and how long is the wait right now, simply by thinking about it.
I could psychically send my wife a message that I'll pick up milk at the store on the way home.
Exactly. Anything you can do today with your cell phone, you can conceive of doing without any intermediate technology, simply through thinking about it.
As my mind blows here a little bit, Dean, to try to imagine these possibilities, what kind of timeline are we on for something like that?
So it's still probably at least a decade off.
A decade?
Well, there are significant breakthroughs that still have to be made. We are using, you know, room-sized machines that cost several million dollars now. Maybe down the line, people will eventually be willing to swallow a pill that contains nanorobots that swim through your bloodstream and go into your the folds of your brain and record activity and wirelessly send that out.
So buy an iPad, buy a smartphone, buy a computer for now, but later on you might be able to replace it with a pill full of itty-bitty robots that read your mind.
That's the goal.
That's Dean Pomerleau. He's got some other projects he's working on too, including goldfish training and something called robotic telepresence. Find out what those are all about in the full version of this interview. That's at our website, futuretense.publicradio.org. Future Tense is produced by Larissa Anderson. I'm John Moe.
American Public Media.